Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, coming up later, the new Environment Action Group that you're invited to. But first, the trees are starting to take on gorgeous golden hints. There's plenty of us who've already been out foraging in the hedgerows for sloes for our Christmas tipple, and the apples are tumbling from trees in our gardens. And apple orchards and the fruit that they bear are celebrated up and down the country in Apple Days. And there's plenty to celebrate here in St Albans. Let's hear from Richard Bull from Highfield Park, where preparations are underway for their Apple Day this weekend. Richard, thank you for joining me. So how have the apple trees coped with the extreme weather this year?
Surprisingly well. It has been a very funny season, with a very wet weather at one point, followed by very dry weather and then very hot weather. Some of the apples are not quite as large as they have been in previous years, but they're very sweet, so very nice.
Oh, good. So it's a good crop then?
It has been a very good crop. Surprisingly, we were wondering whether we were going to have any apples at one point, but
yes.
They've done very well.
Oh, well, that's good to hear then. So do you have any interesting varieties of apples? I mean, anything that we wouldn't find down the shops?
I think we probably do, yes. Here's a few. We've got Kentish Filly Basket. Ellison's Orange, St Everard.
Okay, yeah, I haven't in fact seen that down there.
No, I shouldn't recently. Think you would. Lord Lambourne. Actually, right. We do have, I think, a St Albans Pippin tree.
Yeah.
And James Greaves and Greensleeve, some of the more common varieties.
Yes.
But we also have a few varieties that we haven't identified yet. We're working on that year on year.
Surprises hidden there then. So any particular favourites then?
There is one I've been eating. I shouldn't really have been picking them, should I? But I've been eating
won't
them.
Tell anybody.
But it is actually one of the varieties we don't know yet. But it is very sweet. So I'm looking forward to trying to identify it. It's not a very good year because some of the apples are not typical because of the funny season. And so we have tried to identify it, but we haven't come to a conclusive...
Right, yeah. I suppose it's the advantage of having lots of different varieties of apple is that it'll be a good year for at least a few of them, won't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, OK. Now, you don't just pick the apples, but you also juice them. Just before we do that, who's been picking the apples this year?
This year we've had some volunteers that normally come along, and our staff have been picking them. With those volunteers, and so they have been very helpful. But also we've had a group of people coming from the Get Active... No, that's not right. Get Outside, Go Active.
Oh, OK.
And that's a project run by Groundwork.
Yes.
And they've been coming along and picking some of our apples.
OK, and they've benefited from, well, getting outside and getting active?
They have indeed.
Lovely. And you've got all your apples picked as well. So, you've got juice. Have you got juice ready for this year?
We have. We've juiced about 1,100 litres of juice.
Yeah.
And then we've also got some cider on the go.
Now, the cider is relatively new, isn't it? You were saying it's sort of second, third year of
this.
Yes,
that's right.
Is it a good cider?
I've told it is. I'm not a connoisseur of cider. I've had a few bottles they seem to be very nice. Other people have said that it's very nice, so one takes that to be a compliment.
But definitely well worth trying.
Very well worth trying.
Yes, excellent. Now, you've got all of these things. You've got your juice, you've got your cider. They're going to be on sale on Sunday at the Apple Day. What else will we be able to experience?
Well, we've got... I mean, it's a fairly usual format for those people that have been to the day before. We've got plenty of children's games. In fact, we've got Apple-lympics. Which is a series of games for the children to take part in.
Yep.
And that will keep them busy. And they get a little prize at the end.
That sounds like lots of seasonal fun.
Yes, indeed, including the apple bobbing.
Oh, yes.
And running through, crawling through tunnels.
And how about for people who are feeling just a little bit less energetic?
Well, we have the BSV Jazz Band.
Oh, lovely.
I think originated Beau Saint-Vert. Parents, I think, but I'm not quite sure whether they're still affiliated totally to those schools.
I see.
They're excellent.
They're still making music and still having fun.
Indeed, and they came last year and they were fantastic, so they're coming again. So you can sit and listen to those.
Yes.
And we also have the Apple Cafe, so cups of tea, coffee, apple juice.
Yes, and some apple cake, perhaps?
And some apple cake, and probably some chocolate cake, and various other cakes.
Well,
that's
what we needed to hear. Now, I heard there's some bees involved as well.
Yes, we have the St Albans Bee Group who are coming down, and they will bring a demonstration hive and some of their produce, and hopefully they can answer any questions that people have about bees, because they are obviously extremely important in producing apples.
Yes, absolutely. Do you have bees at Highfield Park? Do you have hives there?
We do in parts, not Highfield Park doesn't itself, but there is some of these beekeepers do keep their hives on the community garden, which is at the top end of the park.
Okay, so those bees are probably foraging out into your apple trees.
One would hope so.
Contributing to all the lovely things you're going to have there. So that's 2 till 4, isn't it? That's on Sunday.
It is.
And it's free to get in. Anybody can roll up?
Indeed, it's free. Anybody can come and we'd be delighted to see you.
Lovely. I hope the sun shines on you. Thank you very much indeed for coming along, Richard.
Thank you.
And Richard reminded me that the Highfield Park apple juice is also available from the George Street Canteen, and that they will have it available at the Gin and Jazz Festival on Friday evening. So if you fancy something perhaps, a little more refreshing than your gin, a little bit of a change, then you'll find some Highfield Park apple juice there as well. Now, Aylett's Nurseries will also be celebrating all things apple at their Apple Festival. That will be on the 20th and 21st of October. They will have lots of things going on to celebrate the best of British apples, including apples for sale, lots of different varieties, again, the kind of thing you won't find in the shops, apple tasting, crafts, help with identifying your apples. So if you've got some apples off your tree that you'd like to know a bit more about, then do take them along. And a free event for kids, Make an Apple Bird Feeder. That's a children's activity. And the whole thing is a free event indoors, so you don't have to worry about the weather, and that's between 10 and 4 on both the 20th and the 21st of October. Now, a little further afield at Shenley Park, that's another of the historical hospitals like Highfield Park, with a lovely old orchard. They'll be celebrating their Apple Day on Sunday the 21st of October. That's from 12 till 5. They say they will be celebrating all things apple in their walled garden under a marquee. So, again, not a weather-dependent event. Now, whilst I had Richard Bill from Highfield Park in the studio, I asked him about another development at Highfield Park. So, Richard, obviously Highfield Park, it's a community park, isn't it? It's there. You try and get a lot of people to come and enjoy it. And you're trying to develop the sort of facilities you've got there. Do you want to tell us about your new facilities that you have at Highfield Park?
Well, we're delighted to say we've just finished our new visitor centre. And this has been a project which has probably been going on for 6 or 7 years in the planning and thinking about it and deciding where to build it and getting finance, etc. And so it's now the Highfield Park Visitor Centre, and it enables us, number one, we can all meet as a board now, which we couldn't before, on our own premises.
Yeah.
But primarily it's so that we've got a more focal point for the members of the public to come to. We've got a room which we can use for our events like Bug Hunt and Bunny Hunt and all the little children's events we run. And that means that if it's raining, only the punters get wet, not us. We can stay indoors and keep
that,
nice and dry.
Yes.
So it's a very nice new airy building, and we're hoping that we'll put on some displays. And one of the exhibitions we're planning is for the First World War commemorations. So over the weekend of the 10th, 11th, we'll have an exhibition in the new visitor
centre. That's the 10th, 11th of November.
Yes, sorry. And that then on the 11th of November, we'll be lighting our beacon again. So that's obviously in another part of the park.
Yeah.
But we will have a display which will then be up towards the beacon, talking about people who worked at the hospital during the First World War and went to war, and some came back, some didn't.
Yeah.
So
important local history, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So that's a really a quite a nice event that we can run from our new centre.
Okay. And is this a room that we could hire out and use as well?
It is, yes. We already have some people who have used the room. And we're looking for anybody who'd like to come along.
Okay.
And as long as they treat it nicely.
Okay. And cost-wise?
It's about £15 an hour.
Right. Okay. Excellent. And, of course, in the lovely location down at Highfield Park.
Indeed.
Brilliant. Excellent. Well, that's great to hear about. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
And I was speaking there to Richard Bull from Highfield Park. Now, the provisionally named Environment Action Group will meet for the very first time at St Albans Council Chambers on St Peter's Street in St Albans on Friday the 26th of October between 7 and 9 o'clock. I spoke to Simon Grover, a Green Party for St Albans District Council, to find out more. Simon, thank you for joining me. So where did the idea for the Environment Action Group come from?
It actually came from some residents who live in central St Albans who got in touch with me and one other councillor to say, you know, we'd like to have another look at trying to get a group together. There used to be a group that used to meet at St Albans Council a few years ago. It faded away. And there was a feeling that we wanted a forum for people to get together to talk about environmental issues in a slightly sort of formalised context.
Okay, so this is sort of by popular demand then?
Yeah, if you like, yes.
Okay. So what's the aim of the group?
It's very much intended as a way for residents to find out what the council is doing about environmental issues, but also feed into those ideas. There's a lot of expertise and interest in the district. Some experts and interested people are on the council already. Obviously, there's thousands of people who are not on the council. And so it's great to be able to hear what people's ideas are, to hear what they're enthusiastic about, what they're not enthusiastic about, what they're worried about, and to test the council's thinking. I think that's a very healthy thing for democracy.
Okay, then. I'm hearing this isn't just a Green Party thing. It's not just aimed at promoting your policies.
No, not at all. I mean, I've got a personal natural interest in the environmental areas, but so have lots of other councillors. And actually, the other councillor that's at the centre of it is Caroline Brooke, who's a Lib Dem councillor. So, no, it's cross-party. We've invited all interested councillors to come along. No, it's most of the stuff that happens at the local council is not party political. It is occasionally, but mostly it's about trying to get things done.
Okay, well, that is good too, because my next question was going to be, is this just about talking or is this about doing?
It's easy to say. I want it to be about doing. We all want it to be about doing and making a difference. There's obviously a lot of talking that goes on, and a lot of talking does have to go on in order to work out what you do. But we've called it, at the moment we're calling it Environment Action Group, because we want there to be action. We want it to result in some changes. Some of those changes might be quite marginal. Some of them might be quite significant, depending on what people want to talk about and what people will come up with.
Okay. So the first meeting is coming up. What are you going to be discussing at that?
Well, we've got an open agenda at the moment. It's going to be, let's see who comes along. I already know that a dozen people or so have told me they'd like to come, which is great. I expect there'll be more than that. The first meeting will be, you know, what do we want to talk about? We've timed the meeting so that it's a few days before a meeting of the Environment Scrutiny Committee at the Council. So we'll be able to look at the agenda for that. That meeting actually is looking particularly at the River Ver and the issues around that. So that might be something people want to talk about. But we'll be saying, you know, what do we want to talk about? You know, I want it to be very open and democratic. It's not a council committee. It's a collection of people who've come together who are interested. So let's find out what people want to talk about.
Okay, that's good. So you're very much interested in people bringing along their concerns or their comments and listening to what they have to say.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, you've said people have already told you. Do we have to sign up to come to this meeting?
It would be useful for me to know the numbers. So if people could contact me, that would be great. They can email me. Perhaps we can put the email on the website. But also it's on the council website. My direct email address is simon.grover@gmail.com.
Right.
People can just let me know if they're thinking of coming.
Excellent. Well, I can put a little blog on our website. And this is basically for any concerned individual?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's people who are coming who are just concerned individuals. There's people who are coming representing, local environment groups or local groups who have an environmental interest. Yes, everyone's welcome.
Brilliant. Excellent. And as I say, I'll put details of that onto the Radio Verulam website. Simon, thank you for coming along. And I was talking there to Simon Grover. Now, don't forget, the Meet the Producer event that we heard about last week on Environment Matters is at the Hare and Hounds pub between 8 and 9 o'clock tomorrow evening, the 4th of October. The opportunity to try lots of different local tipples and I think a little bit of locally reared meat as well. And also don't forget to have your say on the latest draft of the St Albans local plan. You'll remember that that's the plan sort of setting out all the building work, development work that will happen in St Albans over the next couple of decades. Now, you've got until Wednesday the 17th of October to do that. Amongst other things, people have already been voicing their concerns about the large developments planned near Bunsfield or in Harpenden and to the north of St Albans. And they've included comments about what effect the developments would have on local roads, that sort of thing. So do have a listen to the podcast of my conversation with St Albans District Council Planning Portfolio Councillor Mary Maynard about this. You can find it on the podcast page of the Radio Verulam website, www.radioverulam.com/podcasts. And you'll be able to hear there a little bit more about what it's all about. And as I say, about how you can have your say on this important document. Now, training events to use the sustainable St Albans thermal imaging camera are starting to go and get underway, and they'll help you find out where heat is leaking out of your home so that you can then take action to stop those leaks. The first of these events is on Monday the 8th, and that's in Harpenden, and then on Thursday the 18th of October there's a training event in St Albans, and you can book to go to one of those events on the sustainable St Albans website. Now, you can listen to any edition of Environment Matters by going to the Radio Verulam website, and you can subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite podcast subscriber. Now, please do follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment. We're on Facebook too, and you can drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment or ideas about the show. I'll be back at the same time next week when we'll be hearing about how young people concerned about the environment are expressing their concerns. Until then, thank you for listening.